2026 energy voucher eligibility, up to 701,301. Households receiving livelihood or medical benefits must check both the household member criteria and the exclusions. In 2026, annual support ranges from 295,201 to 701,301, depending on household size, and the application deadline is December 31. First, check whether you receive livelihood or medical benefits. Enter household member characteristics and any support exclusions in the official eligibility simulator. Check the total annual support amount based on the number of household members. Determine whether you qualify for automatic enrollment or need to submit a new or repeat application. Apply through an administrative welfare center or BICJIRO by December 31. Households receiving livelihood or medical benefits that also meet the household member characteristic criteria are eligible for the 2026 energy voucher. Annual support ranges from KRW 295,200 to KRW 701,300, depending on the number of household members. And applications must be submitted by December 31 at an administrative welfare center or through BICJIRO. For the reference date, check the latest update date in the official energy voucher information. Eligibility simulation steps. The official eligibility simulation proceeds in the order of income, household member characteristics, and exclusion conditions. First, check the household composition on the resident registration record and the type of benefits received. You should also have each household member's age and qualifications ready. Check whether the household receives livelihood benefits or medical benefits. Check the number of household members included on the resident registration record. Select whether any household member meets the characteristic criteria. Check whether anyone is admitted to a residential care facility or receives other winter support. Review the simulation result and determine whether an actual application is necessary. The simulation result is not an official eligibility decision. Final eligibility is determined after an application is submitted and administrative information is verified. If the household information entered differs from the actual records, the result may also differ. 2026 eligibility conditions by category. Both the income criteria and household member characteristic criteria must be met. A household is not eligible if it meets only one of the two criteria. Exclusion conditions also apply separately. Assessment category condition to check information to check income criteria. Household receiving livelihood benefits or medical benefits, beneficiary certificate, or welfare eligibility. Household member characteristics. Check the detailed requirements in the official energy voucher information. Date of birth and disability, illness, or family qualifications, multiple child criteria. Check the detailed criteria in the official energy voucher information number and ages of children on the resident registration record. Basic exclusion when all household members are residential care facility. Beneficiaries facility admission and benefit eligibility. Winter duplicate support check when receiving support together with other fuel cost assistance is restricted. Receipt of emergency welfare fuel cost assistance or COAL. Briquette coupons. Household member characteristics include older adults and infants or young children, persons with disabilities, pregnant women, and people with serious illnesses may also qualify. People with rare diseases and serious intractable diseases must also be checked. Single-parent families and child-headed households are also included in the characteristic criteria. The 2026 multiple child criteria must be checked in the official energy voucher information. Check the age reference date on the official eligibility simulation page. Support amount by number of household members. The 2026 support amount is the household's total annual amount based on the number of household members. It is not paid separately to each individual. It is also not cash assistance deposited in the same amount each month. Number of household members on the resident registration record. Total annual support amount for 2026 one person, KRW 295,202 people. check the support amount in the official energy voucher information. 3 people, check the support amount in the official energy voucher information. At least 4 people, KRW. 701,300. The actual amount used varies depending on the voucher balance and energy charges. Unused amounts cannot be received in cash. Check the balance and usage period in the energy voucher usage guide. Calculation example, assume a 3-person household receiving livelihood benefits has 2 children under age 19. This household meets both the income criteria and the multiple child characteristic criteria. If no other exclusion applies, the amount for a 3-person household is used. Number of household members, 3 applicable bracket. 3-person household total annual support amount for 2026. KRW 532,700 calculation method. Not KRW 532,700 times 3 people, the 2 children are used to determine whether the characteristic criteria are met. The support amount is determined based on the total household size of 3 people. The final result is determined through an eligibility review after application. Comparison of application types. The application method varies depending on whether the household used the program last year and whether its information has changed. Even if automatic application is expected, it is safer to check whether it has been processed. If you have moved or the number of household members has changed, check whether reapplication is required. Application type. When it applies, what to do? Automatic application, previous year recipient with no changes in information, check automatic processing status and usage information, new application applying for the first time or did not receive support in the previous year. Apply at an administrative welfare center or through BikJiro reapplication address. Number of household members or eligibility information has changed. Apply again with the updated information. Automatic application does not guarantee that eligibility will continue. The result may change if benefit eligibility or household member characteristics change. The energy supplier's customer number must also match the current address. Application procedure and required documents. Applications can be submitted at the Administrative Welfare Center for the registered place of residence or through BikJiro. Households submitting new applications or reapplications must apply by December 31, 2026. Additional authorization documents may be required if applying through a representative. Check the type of benefits received and the household members on the resident registration record. Check expected eligibility through the official simulation. If you want deductions from utility bills, prepare a recent energy bill. Check the supplier and customer number on the bill. Apply at an administrative welfare center or through BikJiro. After approval, check the selected method and when usage becomes available. Identification documents for the applicant are generally required. A representative should prepare a letter of authorization and the representative's identification. The applicable energy bill is required when applying for utility bill deductions. Comparison of winter usage methods during winter. Choose between utility bill deductions and the physical Kookmin Hingbok card according to your living circumstances. Available methods vary depending on the type of energy supplied. An accurate customer number is required for utility bill deductions. Category virtual card for utility bill deductions. Physical Kookmin Hingbok card usage start date October 1, 2026, October 3, 2026. Basic method deducted from energy bills payment at authorized energy retailers. Energy primarily used electricity, city gas, district heating electricity, city gas, kerosene, LPG, coal, briquettes. Information to prepare: supplier name, customer number, recent bill issued Kookmin Hingbok card, and payment availability. What to check: application address matches the billing address, payment method, and eligible items by supplier if heating charges are included in. Apartment management fees, ask the management office for the customer number. After moving, do not continue using the customer number from the previous address. Updating the information for the new supply contract can reduce deduction errors. Difference between application deadline and usage schedule. The application deadline and seasonal usage dates follow different schedules. Summer utility bill deductions end on September 30, 2026. Winter usage begins before the application deadline. September 30, 2026. Summer utility bill deductions end October 1, 2026. Winter virtual card usage begins October 3, 2026. Winter physical card usage begins December 31, 2026. 2026 application deadline. The end of the summer period does not mean that all applications have closed. Households applying in or after October must also first check their eligibility. Check the official usage guide again for the final usage end date. Common mistakes: many people check only the income criteria and overlook the household member characteristic criteria. The support amount is also sometimes mistaken for an amount provided to each individual. It is also incorrect to treat the application and usage schedules as having the same deadline. Do not assume that housing benefits or education benefits alone satisfy the income criteria. Determine the number of household members based on the household composition shown on the resident registration record. The same amount bracket applies to households with at least 4 members, even if the number of members increases. Do not mistake the simulation result for final approval. Do not submit the customer number for the address before moving. Do not try to withdraw the Kookmin Himba card balance as cash. Do not mistake the summer end date for the overall application deadline. Official energy voucher description: the energy voucher is a program that provides vouchers to cover cooling and heating energy costs. Its usage method differs from programs that pay cash into a bank account. A program that supports energy vulnerable groups by providing energy vouchers that can be used to purchase electricity, city gas, district heating, kerosene, LPG, and coal briquettes. Energy voucher website. What is the energy voucher?